KD, anybody listening?
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec.
This is Larry. Call us KC4SKD. Just wondering if anybody's listening. And just say hey. Hope you're having a good afternoon.
This is Johnny, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, in Campobello. And I've had a very productive day, and I'm glad you signed on here, because I just transferred this radio from one car to the other. The new install, how does it sound?
It's doing a fine job. I'm not in the best location right now, so I may not be into the repeater that well.
Patchy, but very audible.
Yeah, I said the thing about 4 months ago, I transferred this radio from my truck into the, well, actually from the house into the car, because I wasn't using it in the house, so I put it in here so I could talk a little bit on the way home as I'm traveling around.
And I sold it, and then I've been out of town working and haven't had a chance to transfer it, and I finally got around to it today, so you're the first call on the new transfer.
What's that? What kind of radio is it?
It's Kenwood 710DX.
Hey, Sue. FT2400, I bought it at the Greenville Ham Fest, which was then back in Anderson. And let's see, when did I buy this radio? I believe it was 1992.
What was it again?
A Tango 2400. It does have some issues. The display on it looks like it's got black ink creeping all in the display, so it'll eventually get to where it's not usable anymore.
I think I've got a 2400 at the house that works fine. I just don't have a microphone for it. And if it's the same as yours, it's got a little small door that drops down, and I think you've got three or four buttons in there for scan and some other adjustments in there.
It sounds like the same model radio. It's been a great one, too, and I hate that this display's messing up on it, so I don't know. And I've actually got two microphones for this one.
Can't ever find one. Every time I turn around, I'm told some work, some don't, because it's got the modular. I can't remember if it's the 6 or 8 pin modular plug on it.
It's like the RJ45, like the Ethernet cables you use with wired networks on the computers. It's the 8 pin.
That's the same one, then.
If there's a capacitor that goes bad in the microphone, that they had a bad run of capacitors on particularly one, so I managed to unsolder this one and put another capacitor in it, and what happens is the volume on the mic drops real low, and it's like there's a piece of chewing gum or something stuck in the little hole there, and people can't hear you, but I've managed to fix mine.
If you ever decide you want to trash that one, I'll give you this one.
That might be a possibility.
Just 1 minute.
That's KD. That's kind of interesting. I've got two microphones and one radio. You got one radio, no microphone. So anyway, I don't know. I guess I need to give you my contact information other than my call sign.
Located. I'm in the Campobello Lander area.
Yeah, right. Almost downtown Easley.
Well, I've actually got that radio mounted in my ham shack, and it was more or less just for monitoring the few stations that are programmed. I've actually got a larger HF and big Kenwood rig in there that I use primarily. I don't have a need for it, but if you're going to lose your screen, you're welcome to this one.
So much. I think the heat bothers it or something, and it's just creeping into the numbers there.
Right now, let me write your call sign down again, and I'll look you up.
Let me know when you're ready to copy. 4 Sierra Kilo Delta.
Charlie, 4 Sierra Kilo Delta.
I would give you my cell phone number, but I don't know who else is listening, and I don't want to just give it out to people that unwanted.
No, I understand. I'll find you and send you an email, and we'll link up and hand that off to you.
Oh, my day. How about that? I appreciate that so much. In this frequency, and as I head home from work, so about this time period as well. What's out next to Haywood Mall area?
I'm headed over to Inman right now to pick up a few things, and when I come back, I'll pull you up and get your email and send you my phone number. I've got to be in the Greenville area tomorrow. I was on Haywood Road today, actually. I'll meet you somewhere and just hand it off.
Appreciate that very, very much. Yeah, that'd be great to have the one with the full screen on it again. So much. And if I wasn't driving, if I had a way to write your call down, I'd do that.
Pull you up on the interwebs when I get home and send you the email. If your email is attached to your call sign.
I hope it is. I don't know, but I'll probably be on the same frequencies again tomorrow, same time.
It'll be probably an hour before I'm to the house, so if you change your profile and put your email, it'll hunt you up.
And, on QRZ.com or something? Okay, let me see if I can get that done when I get to the house then. I appreciate it. I love that very much.
KG4LSL.
Go ahead, this is KC4SKD.
Yes, KD, KG4LSL. I was just going to say, I'm sitting here at my computer. I can look you up real quick and see if your email address is attached to your to your QRZ page here, and no, it is not.
Thank you so much, Sid. I got a little work to do when I get home. I have to check this out as soon as I can. I appreciate you checking that out for me.
And I tell you, that's one thing that I love about this this area up here. Everybody helps everybody else. It's a wonderful thing to see. You don't see it in Atlanta anymore. KG4LSL.
Appreciate you checking that out for me, and I'll do that as soon as I can possibly get home and get that done, which is about 5 minutes. And the other station, go ahead, KC4SKD.
All right, correct. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. I'm going to sign off here. I'm about to pull in here to make my first stop before I get back to the house again. It'll be about an hour, so change your profile, and I'll pull it up when I get there, and we'll make something happen.
Thanks again, and I hope you have a good rest of your evening, and look forward to hearing from you. KC4SKD.
PJQ 73 signing out. Have a good evening.
4HKX, mobile.
Okay, mobile. You done, Patrick?
Waiting on traffic to move out of the way so I can get out of the last stop here, and I'm done.
It passed my wife and my son on the way back They're up there headed up to Fletcher to visit my other daughter for a little while. Might pass them on the way back. Of course, you won't know who they are, but, you know, small world anyway.
Know them, but they'll know me.
Attention to other vehicles on the road, or what they are. She knows there's a vehicle. She just has no clue what they are.
How do you feel about that one? My wife's the same way.
Story about this car that she saw. It could be something like, you know, she thought it was really cool or whatever, and I'll say, well, what was the model? What color? You know, she goes, well, I think it was black, and that's about it.
All right.
Arrow or Mustang, she can pick those out, you know, from the 60s. Well, yeah, 60s Mustang, maybe the Camaros from the 80s. She can pick those out.
She might be able to pick out a truck or two that I've owned in the past, but that'd be about it.
She'll say, you know, on the road when we're going, I don't remember the name of the road or the number, you know, the highway, but you know that little house there where we turn and it's got the yellow door and it's got a flower painted on the top right-hand corner that's about an inch and a half tall? She'll say things like that.
My wife's like that.
Characteristic.
Not all women are that way. There's some of them out there that really pay attention and know what's going on, but mine, she's oblivious to the world, what's going on around her.
As if she's driving and somebody cuts her off, boy, she sees that in a heartbeat. She'll remember what the person was wearing.
Don't even do that.
But if she were like me, I probably wouldn't get along with her.
That's it. If they were all like us or we were all the same, none of us would get along. We couldn't stand ourselves.
She's been a real joy, a real blessing, so I'm happy to have her. She's going on 32 years now.
I've been married that long, but I'm getting there.
Up on your time, or are you still an hour behind on your Wednesday?
I never got caught up completely. I missed two stops today, so. But they're over here and agree to where I'm at tomorrow, so I'll try to catch them then.
Where you are?
It's not too bad. It's, well, just like you and I were talking a week or so ago, traffic doesn't seem to be as heavy as what it normally is out here on Wade Hampton.
It's still heavy. I just pulled off the exit and right down the road, it stopped. So headed north, it stopped at 46. No telling how long it's going to be backed up there.
Get it.
In time, the exit I need. It'll be backed up to where I was a minute ago, but I'm off. I'm headed back in, I'm going to punch out and go home.
All I got to do is make the drive up the mountain. That's my vehicles and I'm done.
I might call you here in a little bit when I get my personal vehicle, but I got to, man, yeah, they're at a dead stop here. Something's going on. All right. Be careful going home, Patrick, and I might holler at you in a little bit. N4ZLK.
I'll have my phone with me, KO4HKX. I'll be mobile and monitoring.
4HKX, W4DJW.
Dave, how are you?
Actually with pieces of wire being used for an antenna. Can you hear me okay?
Fine, but you do have some white noise behind you.
From a little light that was over there, a little fluorescent light. Is that any better? Can you hear me now?
Better, but there's still some there. I can hear you fine.
Experimenting with wire antenna, just a stick of wire, and tuning it and seeing if it works. You just plug it in the radio. That way I don't have to build a whole bunch of or I don't have to buy a whole bunch of antennas. I just use pieces of wire.
KO4HKX. Now, I can tell it's not your normal signal, but I can hear you fine. I'm no problem hearing you at all.
You up really good, too. I measured the antenna that was on this one, this handheld that came with it. It's a Kenwood TH7D. It's been working fine for years. It's 7.1 to 1. And this piece of wire is 1.7 to 1. A whole lot better than the original antenna that came on.
KO4HK. That last transmission was a little scratchy, but I can still hear you.
Yeah, I'm leaning up toward the window, so I'm not going to be able to talk long, and I'm going to be trimming the antenna a little bit more to see if I can get SWR a little bit lower, but I think the capacitance and impedance start to take over, and the curve starts going back up if I start trimming off too much instead of coming down even more.
I was going to let you know, Dave, a couple of overs ago, you sounded really good, but still getting a lot of... Well, not a lot, a little crackling, but I was hearing it on both of you, and I even heard it when the repeater ID'd.
Moving around, I'm at a different location now. Is it still there?
Seam is bad, but you had a little white noise in.
I'm sitting next to a Raspberry Pi that's got a GPS on it, and they've got a lot of local oscillation going on over there, so I moved away from it.
Being on an HT, you're doing really good.
The antenna, I think normally this one struggled to even get in, but now it's getting in just fine. Anyway, I'm going to go back to trimming and experimenting with homemade 2-meter wire, pieces of wire for an antenna. The next one's going to be a dipole, the same amount going down as going up, so it's got a counterpoise. Let's see what happens. Anyway, I'm at that point where I need to make a whole bunch of antennas, so I'm trying to figure out the best design for the antennas. You guys carry on, and Patrick, be safe on the rest of the way home, W4DJW.
Dave, good to hear you this afternoon. Keith, I'll be around for a little bit.
I'm just sitting here, Patrick. I ain't been home long myself, so you done for the day and headed back up.
Just pulled out of my last stop about 5 minutes ago or so.
So you got a little bit of time then. Dave was talking about that HT antenna. I'm amazed that the stock antenna was in that bad of shape. Man, that's terrible.
Older radio he's talking about, so it's got some age on it. But still, you're surprised it's that bad.
I guess that's where everybody ends up with like a diamond or a comet at one point or another.
I'm KO4HKX here.
Good afternoon, Patrick and Keith. Just wanted to comment. I had the same opinions on DJWs, but I'm closer to him than you are. But Keith, you got... if I was going to rate you on HF, I'd say you were a 569 or a 579. You got some white noise on you, too, but Patrick's is pretty much full quiet, and he sounds real strong. Go ahead, Keith.
I think mine is just...
Just experimenting. It was cheap, so I figured I'd give it a try.
Yeah, it's excellent. I have a diamond at home, two of them, and they just look like a big fiberglass stick is what they resemble. Is that what it looks like, a white stick?
It looks like an antenna on a car, but it's got a coil in the center of it, and it's just a 5/8 wave, and it's not nothing special. I mean, that's just it.
Couldn't be any better, Patrick. I think it's an improvement on your signal from talking to you before.
Okay, 4CHY. Or any better?
Much, much better. Go ahead, Patrick.
Tom, I'm choked.
You were just excellent then, Keith. No problem whatsoever. Full quieting.
It may be in this in the socket in this transceiver body. It's up on the shelf, so I've got the mic cord stretched out, and there's a little play in the, you know, it's just car J45 on this Kenwood 700. So I think that's what it is.
Now that transmission had quite a bit of popcorn in it, but your signal was. Deviation or modulation, whatever you want to call it, you were quite intelligible, but it did have some white noise in there.
And, Dave was saying before when I was having the problems that it was definitely, deviation, like the mic gain was just down to zero.
That's pretty accurate. How are you doing, Patrick? Was you choking? You say that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I just took a stop.
That's what you get from drinking and driving, isn't it, Keith?
I'm not good. I slam me a cup of coffee before I leave work, and, then wait until I get back to the house to get another cup.
You're going to get a DUW, drinking under the influence of water.
I think while I was driving, I probably wouldn't get anything.
AC in that truck, Patrick?
I got the cab AC and two rooftop AC on this truck.
That's nice in the climate we reside in, that's for sure. Go ahead, Tom.
This is NGLTR. Yeah, it's horrible out here, guys. Well, I'm going down to get a picture taken of my ribs. I don't know what's eating on me, but... I don't know if it's termites or what at my age, but it feels like my ribs broke or something. I haven't fell or nothing like that, but I'm getting sick of it, and I'm going to throw it in the ditch, so I'm going down here to urgent care to get a picture taken of it. I've had arthritis in there where they did lung surgery, and they broke my ribs because they had to do the lung surgery twice because I was bleeding. And it's hurt me for the last 40, 50 years, but not like this. So I want to go get them to put their Mark II eyeball on it, shall we say. Go ahead, Patrick.
KO4HX. Well, hopefully it's nothing serious, Tom, and they can find out what's going on.
Hopefully they can get you straightened out there, and I know that feeling of hurting when you breathe. That ain't no fun.
Well, I want them to resolve the ambiguity, shall we say. And if it's arthritis, well, I got to live with it, but it hurts to the point of screaming, so... I'm tired of going to doctors. Bernice has had to go, which is very rare. And I've had to go some, and I'm just sick of it. But pills and bills. But at any rate, guys, I'm gonna let you go. I'm feeling okay. I just got that pain in there, so I thought I better get it checked out amongst all my other aches and things. But it's that rare disease, AGE. Take care, Patrick. Drive safe. And I'll listen for a few more blocks here, and we got to pull in. 73s, guys. And nice talking to you tonight. Also, Keith. Go ahead, Patrick. It's in 0TR.
73 is Miss Bernice. Y'all take care, and I'll keep an eye out for y'all down the log. Keith, I'll be around for a few more minutes. I'll be ready to make the pull up the mountain.
Yeah, I know I get that sometimes when I'm on the verge of bronchitis. So, yeah, hopefully it's nothing serious. But, yeah, we're about ready to eat ourselves, so I'll hang in here with you another couple of minutes until you crest over there.
So you still ain't got that mic fixed on that 700 yet? Let me know.
And yeah, I thought about that after I seen that I got on 75. It's like, well, I could have done this down south. But yeah, like I said, it was still a nice drive. I come through, you know, pretty much most of western North Carolina from Asheville over and down through Tennessee, and then like you said, up to 75 and straight all the way through Kentucky to Cincinnati. So it was a pleasant view drive. It is.
Yeah, but about half of that one, and so it's got to be the black hole up here. I'll go ahead and say 73 if you can still hear me. Have a good evening. Good to talk to you. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yep, good to hear you again. I ain't talked to you in a while, so you have a good evening and be safe the rest of the way in, and we'll catch you later. KO4HKX, KN4CHY, I'll be clear. Listen.